Our time has come. Pass this bill now.
They couldn't be moved. And Speaker Foley got very upset about it. And he said to me, this is just going too far. But if you get by the, this is just going too far, then you get to, what are they saying?
Civil rights aren't given. You have to fight to get them, and then you have to fight to keep them.
We feel like we're building a real social movement. It's the first really militant thing that disabled people have ever done.
There are barriers every single step of the way.
The disability community had had enough.
In order to have equal opportunity, there had to be accommodations.
Everything was architecturally inaccessible virtually everywhere in the world. The restrooms in my high school were not accessible, so it wasn't possible to use the restroom during the day.
It was out of sight, out of mind as public policy.
And a lot of it was about money.
But we realized that people with disabilities could be a political force.
They weren't going to accept second-class status any longer.
We decided to send a delegation to Washington.
I felt like, oh my gosh.
We have to do this to make y'all see.
She's a cute little kid, and she's crawling up those steps.
You want to take a break? I'll take all night if I have to.
And you could see the, oh, I got goosebumps. You could see the future of America.
I now lift my pen and say, let the shameful wall of exclusion finally come tumbling down.
For the first time in many people's lives, they were given the opportunity to dream.
It was a moment when I realized that life is going to change.